I'm pleased to be speaking today with Joanna Weaver about her new devotional. Joanna is the best-selling author of Having a Mary Heart in a Martha World, Having a Mary Spirit, Lazarus Awakening, and the award-winning gift book, With This Ring. Hi, Joanna. It's great to talk to you today.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Now, tell me about your new one-year devotional. What intrigues you about connecting with your readers in this format?
Well, I've spent over 10 to 11 years with Mary and Martha of Bethany and the story we find in Luke chapter 10 and written books about the two sisters, and my most recent book was about their brother Lazarus. And as I've spent time with them, there just seems to be more facets to the story and so more books. But I've often thought along the way how neat it would be to somehow combine all three books into a devotional. I have a lot of readers who say, you know what, Joanna, I love your books, but they're not a quick read. In fact, they say, I have to read a little, and then I set it down and really think about it. And at first I thought, oh, it's not a quick read? Is that good or bad? But I've realized that I think it's a good thing, because it seems to me that the Holy Spirit is speaking between the lines, which has really been my prayer. And so as I began to think about this one-year devotional, I looked at my books, and I realized that my writing style does allow me to pull out 250 to 300 words, and that somehow they still maintain a real teaching point or a spiritual truth. And so it's been a real fun to just kind of pull those little excerpts out and then just prayerfully say, Lord, where would you like me to place them? And just asking that somehow by His Spirit He would just tailor them for different people as they pick up the devotion to read. I know He's done that for me in my own life. He's used several devotionals in my quiet time with Him. I firmly believe in the Bible being our primary source and studying the Word and going deeper on my own in the Word. But I've so appreciated Christian authors and devotionals that have just given me a little portion to think on and meditate on. And so it's my prayer that somehow this devotional will play that in other women's lives as well.
What new perspectives do you hope your readers will gain from spending time each day at the feet of Jesus?
Well, you know, I was 28 years old before I really learned how to have my own quiet time. I knew I needed to. I knew I should, but I couldn't quite get past this idea that I had to read three chapters a day and check it off my to-do list and spend an hour in prayer and then you'll go out door-to-door witnessing. And it seemed like I was constantly setting myself up to kind of fail, because life does not always cooperate with three-hour quiet times. And so as the Lord just began wooing me to Himself, He began to show me that it wasn't necessary the quantity of time as much as just stilling my heart and making time for Him each day. I've gone between morning and night. Sometimes when the kids are small, I do it during afternoon naps. I'm back to mornings, and just spending time alone with the Lord each day at the beginning has really kind of centered my heart, quieted my soul, given me a chance to say, Lord, here's my agenda. This is what I have planned. But Lord, before I begin, I want to hear from You, from Your Word. And I give You my agenda, and I want You to lead me today. I belong to You. And that's really what I pray readers will gain as they use this devotional. One of the unique things about the devotional is that after each reading, we will point the reader to Scripture, and then a reflection question just to kind of respond to the Lord and go a little deeper in their walk with Him and getting into the Word for themselves. I know it's been the place, as I've studied God's Word, it's been the place where I've been changed and challenged. And so that's my prayer for this new book.
Now, you've spent years now with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus as you've crafted your Bethany trilogy and now this new devotional. Joanna, what significant insight has made the greatest difference for you personally?
Well, I really think it comes back down to just this whole one thing that Jesus talked to Martha about. When Martha came and was complaining that Mary had left her to do all the work, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. And in a sense, I believe the Lord was saying, Martha, there's a time to work and there's a time to worship. And when the bread of life is sitting in your living room, what are you doing messing around with bologna in the kitchen? I've come to feed you. And I really believe that more firmly than ever before, that it is that time alone with Jesus, sitting at his feet daily, that quiets my soul, centers my heart, allows me to get off the throne of my life, as it were, and enthrone him as the Lord of my life. And that's my prayer, that as readers will take this journey through a year in Bethany of looking at the different aspects of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, it's been really beautiful to see how all three books really interweave some important biblical concepts. This whole idea that we are called to intimacy with God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find mercy there. This idea of Mary's spirit, that God wants to transform us and change us from the inside out, and that the same grace that saves us is the grace that sanctifies us. And then the message of Lazarus, that those of us who kind of feel stuck in our Christianity, sort of still half entombed by past hurts or hang-ups or habits, that God's calling it our name, and love is calling us forth from those tombs. And I really believe that God's going to use a lot of these little pieces to do something new in each of our lives as we just spend time at his feet.
Joanna Weaver has been my guest today. She's the best-selling author of Having a Mary Heart in a Martha World, Having a Mary Spirit, Lazarus Awakening, and the award-winning gift book, With This Ring. Joanna, thank you again for your time. God bless you.